For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web,
it's
Big Fat Winners
Radio. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No Big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot, just like the fajita. I write what I live, my life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow, just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect him. I made the call, it but just like I'm reffing. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't.
Probably the
average.
Worst performance I've seen from a championship quality team that I can ever remember. I was disgusted by Clemson. Dabo's overrated, which we're going to talk about, which I know you're going to disagree. It's Big Fat Winners Tuesday, January 5th. Jesus, 2021. Unbelievable. Which we'll talk about life a little bit too. Sitting across from the edge. I'm going to make a prediction when we get there that Trevor Lawrence, I know, I'm going to say it. He's going to be a bust. B-U-S-T.
Can't wait to hear about that because I've heard a little bit about it from you, but let's just start off the new year, right? Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first show, Big Fat Winners. New format. We're going to go over it real quick right now, and then we're going to get into one of many things being Skip thinks that Trevor Lawrence is a bust, which I don't even know what to say in return to that right now. I've been thinking
well,
about
you gotta
it for
let
days.
Me say my thought.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that we're actually debating that on the show right now.
Oh, no, I totally think he's going to be because – well, we'll get into it when we get into
units is the new way, though.
Yeah, units is the new way. Tell the people what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's not just this show or next show. That's from now till 2022. Yeah. You know, that's forever. We're doing the units bit. Because we just decided that, you know, to do three picks at the end and all that, it just doesn't really tell the true story of the year. So from now on, starting this week,
we'll
do three picks and we'll be able to say, hey, we're putting the standard bet's going to be one unit. That's the minimum. That's the standard.
Correct.
The maximum, the very highest, like your game of the year, which I hit in the NFL and college. And I believe you hit definitely your college one because I was a total. Wasn't over.
Come on,
and
I think
you hit an NFL total too. That was
hit my NFL total of the year. I hit my college total of the year. And all I do is pick
so those
winners
would have been five units.
Basketball.
My point. Right. But so at the end of the show, we'll do the three picks. We'll say if any of them are more than one unit, we'll say that. The max is five units. The Super Bowl is a five unit no matter what, if we're on different sides.
Right. And that's how we're
going
to do it.
We're not even on different sides. We're not going against each other. That's the thing.
That's not,
if we're both on the Chiefs, we're putting five units on it regardless.
Correct. Here's what the units have to do with and what we're going to be able to do at the end. And that's why we're doing these shows because next year the format's going to be totally different. But we're going to start it with these shows. So let's just say, for example, because this is how I want to keep track of how well we're doing next year as units and not we're 22 and 21. That's just stupid. So what we're going to do, like, let's just say this week you have two units on two games and you have one unit on one game. You lose the one with one, you win your two with two, you're up three units for the year. That's how we're going to do it. And we're just going to see how well you can do and I can do through, including the national championship, through the Super Bowl. And then next year, that's how that's one big change as far as the picks. Never going to be five picks anymore. Always going to be 3-3. And it's going to be based on units. And we're going to see how well we do for the year in units. What else? What else do you want to talk about? Life? Let's talk about life, right?
New year, same problem.
Tell them what you – tell them – because when you told me, I thought you were joking. No, when you –
Well,
when
it was embarrassing.
You're at a birthday. It's your son's birthday party, correct?
Well, this past Sunday. Loose term. It was. We were gonna, because remember with the COVID, it wasn't really a party. It was just me, you know, his two brothers, his mom.
But he had a couple friends.
No friends.
Oh, no friends. Okay.
No, because we were trying to put something together, but it's hard with the COVID. So his grandparents, his aunt, you know, so a few people were gonna meet there. His other little nephew, whatever. Well, we get there early, and we go to this place a lot. It's like your cleats. It's a right. local bar. Love if you're it. Wondering why I sound like I've been at a football game screaming for days, it's because this happened Sunday, and I haven't gotten my voice back since because this schmuck called himself a manager behind. Now, it's my kid's birthday. I go up to him. It's like a bowling alley.
And by the way, really there's like not one other person in the bar, no. correct?
Oh, it's dead. It's
no,
dead.
No, but is there yeah. anybody else?
There's nobody. I got pictures. I'll put them on Twitter okay. just so that Jesus. People can see. There's no one around this main TV, and they got like 30 TVs. Now, the other TVs are occupied, but this one right here, this whole section corner over here, the biggest TV was on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the most
Detroit Lions. Yeah, day. The most. And I politely go up to the manager. We go here all the time, right? Eagles, the owner is an Eagles fan. It's a woman. She wasn't there that day. Whatever. We're all in our Cowboys gear, mind you. I say, hey, man, it's my kid's birthday. When you get a chance, would you mind switching this to the Cowboys game? And he said no.
Unbelievable.
And tried to like say that there was nothing he could do. I'm like, dude, you're the manager. There's no
Wasn't
one around.
A great way to start off 2021.
No, because if there was one Lions jersey or one Vikings jersey or whatever, okay, then I would have been understanding. Or if anybody was even caring, there wasn't anybody around us, Skip. It was just us. I'm like, dude, how are you going to turn down money? Because it's week 17. Most people aren't there because their teams are out of it. Whatever. Long story short, dude. I did have a quick fuse on this guy. I don't feel bad, but.
It is what it is. You asked
I told my girl, though, I said this. I said, if it was any, like, let's say it was the Browns game, right? Browns Steelers, 10-point spread game. I could, at least there's some meaning in that game, and I would have had to simmer down and just be nice, like, be nicer about it. But when I couldn't get through his fucking skull that the game didn't matter, I lost my
That's not why
mind.
He didn't do it. First of all, there's all this. See, like when I go to cleats, literally I just grab the remotes because I sit over in this area.
Right. They always change the stuff.
And they just change yeah. stuff. And
But the lady wasn't there. The owner wasn't there.
I know.
That was his whole thing. It's nice. Oh, and then a guy across the thing, he's a Browns fan trying
chipping
to get
in.
I said, what do you think? I said, do you work here? And then he had his shirt on. I said, bro, I've seen you in that shirt every time I'm here. I know who you are. Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
You,
and it just escalated. So you know me, as soon as it got to the point where I was like, hold on, I'm screaming in front of my kids. I don't scream like that in front of my kids, especially in public, right? Even when this dude a while back like did something inappropriate to my girl, I didn't make a scene like that. But this time I just lost my mind because it was the Cowboys, which I love. It was my son's birthday, which I love. It was a big game. You know, I just couldn't believe that he was making it an issue. When this other guy started chirping, I'll be honest, dude, I decided to say, bro, we're either going to go outside or – because he was chirping behind his – like over there on his little section. And, of course, what did he do, Skip?
Probably pussied out on you.
No, he tried to say – yeah, he did, but guess what his way about – I love it when guys do this. His girlfriend was holding him back. Like, how is that – I was just saying – like, I told my girl this, said, if you were trying to hold me back, I would just – nicely get you off me and run outside and be like, I'm here, dog. If anybody were to ask me to run outside, I mean, it is what it is.
Did you know that Devontae Smith just now won the Heisman?
Jesus.
Yep. That's unbelievable. I love it.
Hey, it's about time.
Hey, let me tell you something. That boy deserved it because he is a freak of nature.
He definitely deserved it. With what he did, I think with Waddle going down, really –
he's going to be good. The only thing about
his team, though,
here's the thing about him I worry about when he goes to the pros. I understand all the doo-doo you're running by in college. I get it.
He's skinny.
Oh God, he's really little, man.
He's Marvin Harrison.
Before we get into that,
he's Marvin Harrison skinny, but I don't know if he's that fast.
Hey, you had that thing. I'm going back to my psychologist, man, next week. How about that? That's what 2020 did to me. Got to go back to the psychologist. People think I'm joking, but I am. See, I don't care what people think of me because I pick fatty, so I can be a whack job, and you can say, "Boy, I give this guy chips."
Oh yeah,
he is a exactly. He is a nutbag. That's fine. I still pick fatties.
Into that story, we rolled out. Obviously.
Oh, good.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna get? What are you gonna get in a fight?
I was standing there. She made me stand there because I was waiting to roll out. Yeah, exactly. And that's my thing. Yeah. I was like, dude.
People are, look. It's just like we turn the page. People, everyone. We're going to be in this for a while. I'm just saying, like, when my dad died is why I went first time I went to the psychologist, because I was just bitter at everything and everybody for years. Probably should have gone years ago before. But and then I'm going back now because 2020 has beaten me down mentally. I'm just not cut out for certain things. I don't know what to say about it. I think I'm a little bit of a nut job.
Right.
I think that there's some of the things that make me really good in life, the same things make me
just awful
in other situations. And it just, so I'm going back to talk. I told him, he's a high stake guy. I'm like, "Hey doc, what up, man?" Because it's been a few years.
Did you ask the doc if he was going to take the +8?
Oh, we'll talk about it right when I roll in, because we talk about things like that. He knows the whole deal. Anyway, I'm like, "Hey doc, man, it's been a while. I need to see you." He's like, "Hey Scott, been a while. Love to see you." Yeah, he'd love to see me take my chips, but because he knows when he gets a hold of me, man, I'm a couple months. Oh, he's got to wind me, dude. I am. Woo. So we'll see. I don't know that 2021. I just can't go through another year like I went through last year. Like, I'm trying to get to the next level of life, aren't you?
I'm going. I really am going to do the same thing, which I've never done.
Well, you need to, too. You need to go do it because it'll make you a better person. I'm just telling you, lots of people think you're weak if you do it. I don't care what people think.
I'm only doing it because you're doing it. I'm like, it'll help me. If it helps you, it would help me, because we're very
similar. Because that's the funny thing you and I talked about often. Let me tell you, if people could actually hear some of the conversations you and I have had off the air, and it could be just recorded and then played, it's priceless, dude. Because we are a lot alike. Now, the difference for you is you're only – if people knew – because everyone thinks of you as nubby poo and all, but you're 29, you've got 3 kids, you own a house, you have a good job, but you got some issues, man. We won't talk about on
chasing
like a motherfucker.
The gambling never stops. I mean,
just chasing life. And here's the thing. If you would listen to me, cause we're a lot, like I said, we have a lot of similarities, but I'm just way older than you. I would just make some changes early on, not just in the mindset, because
I'm hoping it helps with.
It's
like
tricky.
You said it helps you.
I'll be a new man by March. I think
he's going to lose some money if he takes that +8. Cause I think Bama's going to roll.
Dude, I got the winner. I'm going to tell him, take the 8 and roll with it. They're going to hang with Bama boy. They're going to hang.
Or is it just an over?
They're going to, it's the highest
over.
It opened up as the highest in history, I think. I think, look, if you get pressure on Mac Jones up the middle, Bama's in trouble, dude. The boy can't move.
Oh, there's no trouble for Bama's offense. Nope. The trouble they had was last week. I love the fact – well, we'll get into that more, but I do love the fact that they fell off a little bit in the second half of that game, because it's so hard to be perfect that they're going to come back guns a-blazing.
They will. Anything else on life? I mean, I was walking up the hill the other day, and this is how I knew I needed to go. This is why I'm going to the doctor. This is true. I was walking up the hill, and my boy, and so he was sitting across. I didn't know he was, because I wasn't paying attention. I was having a full-blown, almost attacking myself, like full-blown. And he pulled up next to me. He's like, "Hey, man. You all right?" And I'm like, I'm in my own world. I'm like, "What? Yeah, what's up, dude?" He's my boy. He's like, "Well, it looks like you have issues. I mean, it looks like you're having a whole..." So I was having an entire fight with myself. I said, "You know what?" Because I was having, I talk to myself all the time when I walk. I know people think so. I do lots of time talk, but intense conversations, like almost one side fighting the other. So anyway, that's that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is go back to the doctor and try to straighten this tricky mind out.
So it feels better talking it out than doing it in your head? I do it in my head a ton.
Yeah, no, it helps me to go talk to him, because I can lay it all
out. No, I just mean when you're walking alone, you're being loud. you're actually speaking like a psycho?
Full blown. People look at me. Yeah. So my buddy's like, dude, I could almost hear you. Oh yeah. Full blown conversation. But again, I don't care. It is what it is. I said, the things that make me good make me bad, but that's my resolution this year is to start off the year right. So I'm going back to the doc, man. So any of you guys that get picks, don't think I'm going to give you losers just because I'm a whack job.
My number one resolution in all seriousness this year.
What up?
Pick more winners.
Dude, I'm on fire. Let me just touch. We will not spend any time on hoops, but before we get into the college debacle and have a little argument, you know what's funny? It's the greatest. It really is from a value standpoint because of the way, which goes back to your unit conversation.
Right.
The reason basketball, I just figured out the reason I just do better is it's almost like it's a one unit a night play whenever I do play it, but it's not every day and it's only one a day. It just makes, like this year, I've given out, I think, 5 plays and I'm 4-1. That's 80% just today. Winthrop over, boop, winner. The difference in college hoops this year is they keep, which you probably won't understand is you don't really follow basketball. They're playing back to back. So a team will go to another team's gym. And instead, you know, they travel back and forth. No, they'll play them on like this. So they Winthrop played a Charleston yesterday, which was Monday, and at 2:00. And then today they played them, which is Tuesday, at 3:00. So all these teams are playing back to back. So you get I'm just telling you, it's going to make a difference in gambling on hoops because you can get a feel, especially if you can watch some of these games, you can really get a feel. And then they're playing each other in less than 24 hours again. I mean, it's a game changer this year in hoops, but it's the best value in the world. My hoops package, too bad it's shops closed, baby. Ooh. Anyway, on fire. The worst performance. Now, you watched the game or did you quit watching the game, Clemson?
Oh, I turned it off at halftime.
You did. So you quit watching.
Well, you could see that there was nothing they could do to stop them. And it doesn't matter about Trevor Lawrence. It doesn't matter about Dabo. All that matters is any coach. Listen to what I'm saying. You give me the coach, Belichick, and you give me whatever quarterback, Michael Vick in his prime. Any quarterback you want, you put him on the field, Clemson's going to lose. Here's why. Every single time they were letting Ohio State score, every drive.
But wait a minute. How can you sit and say to me, now, that's not on Lawrence. I'll chew that skinny motherfucker up in a minute because he sucks. He's overrated.
My point
is
going if they scored 49, if Lawrence scored 49, they would have scored 50. Ohio State would have scored 50.
How can you say that's not on the coaches? I really believe. Now, let me just take you back a second while we're talking about this game. The last few big games that Dabo's been in, LSU chewed him up. He did not make – there's a trend I'm noticing with Dabo. It's almost like when he knows they're losing, I almost feel like they quit. And it resonates through the whole team. I saw it last year against LSU. There was no fighting Clemson once LSU flipped that switch. Not even a little fight. And I got to tell you, when I was watching the game this week, because I watched every single play, unfortunately, because I had a stake that I can't even repeat it because I told you the story off the air. Unbelievable. Yeah. The point is, the reason I watched every play is I said to myself, there's a 0% chance that Clemson is not going to try to make a run. I've never seen in my lifetime, and I'm being serious, I've seen a lot of stupidity in games. I've seen regular season. I've even seen stupid coaching decisions in the playoffs. But never in my life have I seen a team in the playoffs, in the NFL, or in college. They're down 3 touchdowns, and they're not in a hurry-up offense. They're going to the line of scrimmage, and he's looking over to the sidelines. They're not even running plays until the clock is down to 5 seconds. I could not believe.
See, I can't really speak about that. I didn't see it.
Anyone who watched it.
I'm just going to say
that. Anyone who watched it that had a second half over, we'll say, because it got close. I'm just throwing that out. Anyone who watched it could not believe what they were watching with Clemson when they were down 49-28 with 10 minutes and 14 seconds.
Can I do you a favor so you stop looking? Because we're going to talk about the bust factor separate, but we'll wrap this whole, I'll let you get the last word on it, but I just want to say this. I'm going to read this to you, and you're going to have no argument. Here are from the first 3-and-out that Ohio State had on, here's what they did. Every drive, touchdown, 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 interception, touchdown, punt, touchdown, punt, punt, end of game.
Okay. Now, how many touchdowns? You just opened up a door for me. This is beautiful. This is even better. You thought you were going to get old Skippy. He's kooky and he's crazy, but I'm on top of my game tonight. Now read Clemson's possessions. Go on. Read them.
So 6 out of 7, they scored touchdowns.
Read Clemson's.
Okay. All right. Let's go Clemson's. Touchdown right off the rip. 82-yard drive touchdown. All right. 3 and out. Next one. Touchdown. 7 for 75, right? Yep. Yeah. Punt. Punt, punt, end of half.
Uh-huh. Next.
Let's see. Touchdown.
Yeah. Now fumble. Keep going.
Game's over. 42-21, game's over. Punt. Ohio State scores again. 49-21, game's over. Clemson, touchdown.
Okay.
Downs and interception.
Right. So well, my dude, point to you is this.
Your point, sucks. Mine is they scored every effing
How
time.
How does my point suck? What I'm saying is when it was 14-14 in that game, which is what it was in the first half, there was a one word that came out of your mouth three straight times. When you're Trevor Lawrence and you are a generational pick coming out, generational, you only hear it a few times. Andrew Luck, bust, bust. That's right, bust. Peyton Manning, 1-2 Super Bowls. Good call. John Elway. 1-2 Super Bowls, good call. In about 5 or 6 or 7 of them. Generational just doesn't happen. But Brady was never called that. Rodgers wasn't called that. But Roethlisberger, almost none of them.
Do you know what happens in a real game when you're on the sideline, in a real football game? All right, so think about this. You're in the game. It's a huge game. You make them punt the first time they get the ball. The next 9 possessions, let's hear this out for a second. Man. The next 9 possessions, they score 7 touchdowns. You know what that means? That means they have 49 points. Guess how much time is left? How much time is left in the game when you drop 7 touchdowns?
What about the 3 straight possessions on punts? I'm confused as to how you're missing that.
I'm not disputing that. He had 3 bad possessions. I get it. But my point is, if you let him drop 49 and there's 14 minutes left in the game, it doesn't matter if you have you understand that? They let them score 7 touchdowns and there was 14 minutes left.
That's not where they lost the game when you just read punt, punt, punt.
Okay, so add 21 to their score. Guess what happens?
Dude, you're missing the I tell you what, it's just too bad we can't be a live show or people on Twitter couldn't hear this. And we would say, this is what this imbecile across from me is trying to argue.
They took the dogs off, though. They dropped 49 on them like children. What does that have to do with playing defense?
Okay, it has nothing to do with defense. I'm not talking about the defensive side of the ball. My point is when it was 28-14 after they had punted and punted, Trevor Lawrence was on the sideline, camera on. He's sitting laughing and smiling with his stupid fucking long hair.
On all three of those.
Is he on the headset? Is he? He's supposed to be a generational leading quarterback.
I thought those facts were related to him being a bust. I'm not going to. That's a
you know why he's going to be a bust? Number one, he's not a leader. Number two, not once in that game did I see, dude, a real quarterback gets his offense. It's fellas. What
you know how many guys I see get their fellas
twice.
Together and get
what
their asses
are we doing?
A million crazy, guys can dude. Do that, and they get
well, you
smacked.
You know what? We'll see if I'm right or
no. We're
going to
talk
wrong.
About the bust thing separate, but there is.
How
so
many,
do you feel
it's
like
the same
they,
thing I say about Rodgers, dude. It's the same. They can give Rodgers all the MVP he wants. We'll see what happens. If he gets to the Super Bowl and wins it, I'll give him his credit. Until then. Too cool
if
for school.
Whoever had scored on all three of those drives that you said right there, those three drives, it's 49-49. You don't think that Ohio State could have scored 60 if they wanted?
I do. What I was most shocked at is my second point about that game, and then we're done. And then we'll spend 1 minute on Bama, and then we'll
zero defense.
I'm shocked that Venable, his last two big games that he's coaching, has given, and when he supposedly gets millions of dollars and he's the greatest ever, he's given up 90 some points in his last two biggest games he's coached. Now, if it was me, he'd be fired. He's fired. I mean, Dabo should fire himself if he could, because he sucks and he's overrated now. He's gotten fat and he's overrated and he's gotten cocky and he quits. So I'm done with Clemson. You should be embarrassed that you even wear the jersey. You should be embarrassed that you live in the fucking state. Now,
hey,
Bama,
if you play defense out there and you're a 5-star recruit, we could use you.
You zip your pie hole.
Hey, 193-yard rusher, a 385-yard passer. Fields had 6 touchdowns.
I know. I mean, what did you think of the Bama game?
The Bama game was
Wasn't it awful though? Honestly, didn't Bama look to you?
Depends who you bet on.
Well, I'm just saying. But how about the back door that you took in the ass if you took Bama?
And just like we talked about though. I mean, we talked about it for days. We just looked at that number and we're like, God, that's the greatest backdoor number ever.
You know what's funny? And I wish people could have heard this conversation. You and I, day of game, New Year's Day. I'm sitting in the Safeway parking lot. I'm getting ready to go in the store. You call me. I'm like, it's the middle of the third quarter in the Auburn game. And you're like, so this game's getting ready to start. The Bama game's getting ready to start at that point. It's 35, 40 minutes away. And both of us say the exact, God, we're like, damn, that's a big number, man. That is such a backdoor. And that's
laid
why.
It anyway.
That's, but what did I tell anyway. You? No, but what did I tell you? I said, I do love the first half. Now it got lucky because
right.
I missed it. But Bama to
first
me,
half was way better. Yep.
Bama to me looked, and they've kind of done this a lot this year. I'm telling you, they could get themselves in trouble. The back door will be open with Ohio State. Let me rephrase that. If Ohio State plays the way they just played, the back door will be open if they don't win or cover easily. But if they don't, and because Fields, he threw the ball up. It looked like he was dropping.
I know, but I mean, is it more of the lack of defense or is Fields just that good? I'm going to take
that day.
I think Bama's defense is going to be a much better competition than Northwestern and Clemson.
The thing I was most surprised in the entire game was, and I just wasn't expecting this because I've watched both teams this year. And I understand Fields did not have a good year for the most part in bad game. What I was most surprised at is how the defensive line of Ohio State absolutely dominated the offensive line of Clemson and literally was in the backfield almost the whole night. I was very surprised because I didn't see that from Ohio State this year. And that's why, you know, in the Bama game, the Bama game was kind of like, all right, there's a back door's open, but there was never in your mind when you were watching the game.
No.
It was only about, am I going to cover whatever side
no.
I got.
There was nothing that could be done.
I mean, Book sucked. That's why he's the ninth quarterback on the draft.
You
this
love
year
to say that, but I mean.
No, he's not any good, dude. Not
he
any play, good.
I mean.
He played okay. I'm just saying he's
I just
not
think Bama's
be,
defense is better than they were 8 weeks ago or 9 weeks
not,
ago.
He's not going to be the Book is not the guy. You know who beats Bama? And I don't even know if Fields will be that guy if he's still banged up. The guys who beat Bama are the Watson.
Are the mobile,
exactly. Even Joe Burrow, who's mobile as hell, especially in college, he was. So let's talk about that game, championship game. Your thoughts, Bama 9 or 8, depending on where you look, 8.5 before we move on to the playoffs. Over, I can't even give the over. I mean, I could maybe give
picks.
A first
half. It might
half
be in
over.
My picks.
What's that?
It might be in my picks.
Okay. Well, then we'll save it for that. What about the game itself? What are the things you're looking for where you're like, damn, I am going to be shocked if this happens?
Talk if Najee Harris has less than 75 yards.
Okay.
Or just some, my point is if they, like you're saying, because I agree 100%. It was staggering the penetration that Ohio State was generating up front, and
well, we haven't seen it. We saw that last year. Last year, that
well,
we
I mean, like, obviously, me and you saw it laying 21 in the second half. We needed to cover the last week they played in the championship. Of course, we saw it. They scored zero. You understand? Right. So we saw it against certain teams like Northwestern.
But, yeah, but let's not compare.
But I didn't expect it against. Right. That's right. My point is I didn't expect it. But you know, the pass rush, I mean, they did stop ETN too. That's my whole thing is like, if you, like your question was, what'll shock you as far as just an outright loss or, you know, just a tight 3-point game or something. If they can really can make Alabama one dimensional, which hasn't really happened other than you could see, cause if you even think back to Ole Miss game, Najee Harris was ripping off 50 yard runs late in the fourth. When you felt like Alabama had to throw, they never, with Saban, they never stopped running the ball. They just don't.
And Alabama did a couple of good things that if I was, which I'm sure they will, Ohio State will watch that. There was a spell in the Bama game where Bama literally couldn't move the ball for a few straight possessions. And you're like, really?
I thought if you were betting this week, it's the best scenario because – you know, if they put up an extra 14 or 21, so I think there's a lot of value in this line because there were times in that game, even in the second half, where it was almost like they should have put up 14 or 21. And, you know, Notre Dame controls the ball a little bit. They had an eight-minute drive in the first half. But at the end of the day, I just think that Bama never gets away from counting the box and saying, okay, if you have this many guys in the box and we have a hat for everybody, we're going to run. And if you don't, we're going to throw, and we're going to do that over and over and over until we have 49 points.
Well, I agree.
And I don't think Ohio State can put up another 49 or 50.
I'll tell you this. What scared me a little bit that day is when I saw that Northwestern really hammered Auburn the way they did, I said to myself, because the Ohio State we saw against Clemson was also the Ohio State you saw from the middle of the third quarter to the through the fourth quarter against North. Just that batch, middle of the third through the fourth, and then they carried it over the whole game against Clemson. If they carry it over again, I'm just telling you, I think they'll cover, but we'll see. I'm looking for the biggest thing where I'll be shocked if I'll be shocked if Ohio State can't run the ball at all.
That is a good point.
I'll be shocked. I think this kid, what's his name again?
Sermon.
I think he is so good for his size and the moves he can make and the cut. I mean, he did a cut last week that you could see, you know, Dobbins can do that, but obviously the sergeant, Master Sergeant or Master T, whatever, whoever the guy was before him, he couldn't do that if his life depended on it. And the cut that he made was just boop, boop. And for a guy his size, you just don't see it. And he runs with violent. He's one of those violent runners. You just don't see that a lot in college. I mean, he runs with an attitude and edge, and he's violent when he runs. That kind of back can sometimes give Bama trouble, unlike the Notre Dame, the little scat, the kid that he's not going to give. I mean, at times he did last week, but overall.
This game is not about that. You know it or not. The game is Ohio State going to stop Alabama? That's all that matters. It doesn't matter.
But here's the thing. For Ohio State to stop Alabama, they have to be able to run the ball to at least let their defense catch their breath early. Because you've said it, and you've made a good point, and we both have talked about this. Bama usually comes out hot and heavy and hard quickly, right? They just did it last week. It's 7-0. They hold you 14-0. Next thing you know, especially if you're up.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Ohio State, you're on your heels right out of the chute.
Yeah, I mean, all Harris does is score. He had 27 touchdowns this year. You understand? More than the cat that just won the Heisman.
You're going to have to be able to run the ball if you're Ohio State to just, if nothing else, to give your defense a chance to catch their breath. Because my gut is with Saban and Sarkisian, his last game at Bama, I will not be surprised if they come out in a hurry up. It just seems like something they would do. Try and wear them down early. See if you can get on top of them early. Maybe, you know, running, passing, just quick on the ball, quick run, quick tempo. Sometimes Bama will play quicker tempo. Sometimes they play just really slow tempo.
I can't wait to see this game.
Yeah, me neither.
Because right, I feel like I'm so right about this game.
We'll get into the picks when we get into the picks. Colts,
and I feel like a lot of people are, if you polled them 2 weeks ago, okay, if you said after a Northwestern game, you're going to lay 8 to Ohio State, they'd be all over it. I feel like those same people now are going to be, or a lot of them are saying, oh, I'll take the 8. Well, I just think you're going to be wrong at the end of the day. I think they'll be up 17 late and you won't even have to worry.
Do you – before – well, we're going to switch gears
real quick. I don't think they can stop them.
Oh, well, we're going to find out. I mean, we can
– because they're not going to – the thing that's been really helping Ohio State against these good teams is they can lock down one receiver with their stud corner. And it ain't going to be that easy with Alabama because the way they move Smith around, it's not going to happen.
If I was Ohio State and I said, what is my best chance to win the game? What is it?
Well, they're going to they try to run anyway.
No, I understand. Yeah, but if they can run effectively, they can run effectively, I'm not going to play hurry up. I'm going to eat the shit out of the clock.
I think Fields has been at his worst when he's had to do the multiple third and nines, sevens. I think he's been best at, hey, we've established the run. I'm running some read option. I'm taking advantage of some rollouts.
Well, he was
easy passes, and then I'm hitting my deep shots. Like if they don't hit their deep shots, they struggle with Northwestern for a half. If they don't hit their deep shots, they have no.
He was just on fire though in that game. His short passes were good. Everything he did was good. The tight ends who have not been huge for Ohio State this year.
Yeah, and let's break it down. You are right about that. Let's break it down one more minute though, because I do think this matters.
Go ahead.
Ohio State.
You got 1 minute.
Okay, Ohio State, with what they just did with Clemson, yeah, they pulled off a great win and everything. But let's just be honest. They've only played in 6, 7, now 8 games, whatever it was. And all those teams weren't that great when you put them all together. Clemson was great, yeah, but how great was Clemson? Because Clemson didn't really play anybody either. They lost to Notre Dame. So with all that said, I just think Alabama is a notch above these clowns. I think, like I've said it for months, and I'm going to cash in – or I'm going to lose big, because I'm telling you right now, I think it's Roll Tide.
Disagree with you.
I just think when you see a SEC team every weekend and week out, and Najee's running. And
I'm not saying they won't win. I'll just tell you this.
Well, it's the greatest tease spot in human history,
right? You might
know.
I'll tell you this. I think you'll know. Yeah, now tease is a different story. I think you'll know early. The reason I don't love the number, I just feel like, it's such a backdoor opportunity when if it's a 14 spread game, if it's a 14 point spread late and Ohio State gets that late meaningless touchdown. And true. Believe me, that's such, because and I think you'd know, you might know early in this game too, where, okay, Ohio State did. So this is, they did not come to play. Bama's going to roll them, or, I see Ohio State. Oh, Bama's in trouble tonight. I think you're going to know that. I just do. I think you'll know her. But the number, I don't love the number. I love the number in a tease because I do think Bama will find a way to win. But then I say to myself, I just watched them basically decapitate Clemson.
I know.
And I don't look at Bama and say,
easy.
I'm just saying. So
you could find 14 and a hook out there.
We'll be on the Twitter this weekend about the game. We'll tweet it out.
Where's that total settling at?
I think it's around 76. I just can't even give. I can't even give it. You can say, okay, it's going to be an under. Because if I was going to play the game because of the fact that I know what Ohio State's game plan is going to be, at least early, unless they fall behind early. See, the one thing that happened last week is Ohio State was able to match Clemson, and it was never 14-0 or 20, whatever. And so Ohio State didn't have to get away from running the ball game plan. If Bama jumps on them really early, hard and fast, and it starts to get ugly, they're gonna panic, man. I think Clemson panicked last week a little bit too, but either way, we'll see what happens.
Buffalo is real quick, Buffalo hosting an NFL playoff game.
What's that?
Buffalo's at home hosting the NFL playoff game. It's been a long time.
6.5 total. Opens at 52, drops to 51. I happen to like this game a lot. I will be checking the weather before I send out my pick. I mean, updated that day and make sure there's no issues with the virus. But I actually like this game. Your thoughts on this one?
I think if you like a teaser, this is a great spot to carry over an Alabama teaser or whichever way you want to do it, just whatever you tease in maybe on Monday. I don't really like this game at all, other than I really think Buffalo will pull it out, but I could definitely see Indianapolis keeping it close. And I look at the game and I say it smells like an under, but you know what? Buffalo's defense, yeah, lately has been good, but I don't know. I just believe more in Indianapolis's defense. I lean toward the under. I lean – like if you give me the 50, let's call it 57.5 and Buffalo just to win, so under 57, you know, you tease both sides. I like that. But as far as taking one side or the other, there's too much value in these other games.
You know who has the worst – you know who has the worst rush defense in
– Is it Buffalo?
In the playoffs.
Is it Buffalo?
Kansas City.
I didn't think that through because I'm looking at the lines right now. They're not playing this week.
No, I know. I'm just saying in the playoffs.
Hey, fun fact. I guarantee you blindly that was true last year when they won the Super Bowl. I promise you that was true.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I'm just saying.
Yeah, because I lost a gazillion dollars on a run-oriented team that couldn't close it out.
Yeah. Boy, you and our boy Donnie boy just unloaded on that game. The one thing, Buffalo scoring wise, they're right in the middle of the pack as far as defense. They're like 17th defensively as far as what they give up per game. Indianapolis is a little better. I'll say this. I've watched both teams. I don't believe Indianapolis's defense. When I've looked at Indianapolis's schedule and I've watched them allow Joe Burrow to go up and down the field on them, allow the Titans to just go up and down the field on them. I'm talking about the Colts defensively. Allow the Steelers when they're down 24-7. That is an anemic Steelers offense at best. Go up and down the field and score 28 on them, right? So I look at
Buffalo. You love Buffalo.
I just look at their offense because I'm just
– 6.5 is a lot.
I don't love the 6.5. I'm probably – if the weather's good, I'm going to – here's the way that game's going to go to me, and then we'll move on because I want to get to each game. The Colts do not want to put the game in the hands of Phillip Rivers. They just
no.
So if Buffalo does what they've been doing lately, which is Buffalo's been getting out very fast because teams can't stop them. Diggs is unbelievable, and Allen's growing up before our eyes. Will he have another playoff hiccup like he had last year? I don't know if he's there yet. I know he's coming. I can tell everyone that.
I'm out on this game completely. I'm out. Good. Just take everything I said back because I could see the Colts offensive line dominating this game.
Right.
Josh Allen makes a mistake here. Right. You shut out Stephon Diggs.
Right.
They don't really have a premier running back or a premier run game.
I've been wrong before.
You know, it's hard to name their best offensive lineman for Buffalo. I can tell you this. Indianapolis has four guys that are, you know, arguably in the top five at their position. So, I just think if looking at all the games, this is one you could easily see an upset.
All right, Rams Seahawks.
But Phillip Rivers is awful to me when I watch him, but he does win games.
So
Rams and Seahawks. I love the Rams. Is golf plan?
If I'll just say this, and then we'll move on to this to the Ram game. I'll just say this in the Buffalo game. If Buffalo gets up on them because Buffalo continues to do what they've been doing. And you put the hands in Phillip, and then they panic and get away from the run game, or Taylor just can't get off and can't run the ball. It could be an ugly long day for the Colts. If the Colts are able to do what you just said, use their offensive line, because what does it do in the NFL when you can run the ball? It just chews the clock.
Yeah, exactly.
9 minutes.
Then you're putting pressure on Allen.
Yeah, then you're putting
playoff
pressure on everything. Everything changes.
And if you take away Stephon Diggs, he really doesn't have another significant
outlet.
Most
people don't even know who the other receivers on the – I mean, I know Beasley.
Yeah, I mean, Dawson Knox is a tight end I like.
Right,
but
Beasley's money. Rams Seahawks. I don't know if
– Rams Seahawks, who's the quarterback, and why is the number so low? Either – let me tell you this. Whoever's playing quarterback, as long as there's not a monsoon, well, if Goff's playing,
well,
see Goff.
Do you think the line would only be four if Goff was out here? What are you kidding me? No chance.
Well, that quarterback was running all over the place. Okay, so let's say Goff's in with a broken up thumb. He's probably going to be terrible. And I take back if they're going to force him to play and he can't really play,
I'm taking Seattle here. I'm just letting you know.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay.
You think there's more value in that than a 42.5 total? Are you insane? Is there a monsoon? All I want to know is how bad is it? It must be raining on Sunday.
It might.
Saturday.
You got to check.
It has to be because the weather must be terrible in Seattle on Saturday.
I just think that with Goff's situation now, that Rams defense can absolutely dominate a game. They just can. They're just nasty when they want, when they play, when they get it going, that Rams defense is nasty. But
yeah,
but
is Goff going to actually be able to play? Because I just got I got absolutely screwed in the Cardinals game when Murray played two plays.
Wolford's not. Well, you didn't do that game, did you?
I'm just – I gave it out.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, I know. I'm just – I was hoping you didn't – because remember when we talked, you were like, dude, I'm going to absolutely – I'm going to do the hammer on that.
I thought Murray was going to play all game.
You went against – problem with what you did is when you gave that out, you went against the Skip who went 4-0 on Sunday. Don't go against the Skip on Sunday.
Skip had no rhyme – dude,
if Murray played the whole game, you know what my rhyme or reason was? Here's my rhyme reason. I don't think the coach for Arizona is very good. I think he is what he is. That's his record. And I think McPeavy at times can actually be good. And I also think and I knew that Murray's leg was banged up, and that's huge for Murray. He likes to run around.
Well, why is the total where it is right now then?
Probably because it's bad weather. And like you said,
no, it says cloudy.
All right. So how many, the total's where it is. How many points do you expect the Rams to score, whether it's Wolford or whether it's Goff?
21.
Wofford, whatever his name is. Okay. And how many points 21. Do you expect the Seattle to score?
At least 28.
Okay, then there's your play. Over 42.5. You like the play. Roll it.
I like the play. Russell Wilson's due for a hot game. I don't care about their – I mean, I just – it's hard for me to not – it's hard for me to not bet it live and see how Goff looks, because if he can't grip the ball and he can't throw, then that's a whole different game.
How about this little treat on Saturday night, Buccaneers in Washington?
People think it's just free money. I tell you what, I can promise you I'll have a teaser on the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
When I hear those words in my ear, I say that is a fantastic tease. It really is.
Yep.
Because the number one rushing defense in the NFL, which I didn't know this, until I looked it up.
Been Tampa all year.
Now, you
start to finish.
Not only are you the number one rush defense, if you just pressure Alex Smith up the middle, everybody knows.
Yeah, they got two.
It's a great story, and I get it. Props to him. Props to the Redskins for Rivera, what he went through, all of it. But if you get pressure on him up the middle, he can't move. And you can say it's the same thing for Brady, but the thing with Brady is Brady gets rid of the ball so fast, he's got weapons coming out of his ass. I just can't see when I close my eyes, short of Brady just shitting the bed, how this game's even close. I really can't.
I agree.
I mean, they're going to beat him by 10. I just don't know how Washington's going to score on them. You're not going to run on
them.
You're not going to run on them.
Me either.
And Washington, during their streak, I get it, but they've been beating a lot of doo-doo teams. I mean, they beat the Steelers, and everyone's like, hey, but the Steelers had
– Well, that's another game. My friend, my Skippy boy, what do you always say? Check the weather. That's one – if it's raining, huge advantage, you would think, for Washington. But I don't know. With what we know about Tampa's defense against the run, Leonard Fournette's healthy. He hasn't been playing well, but he's healthy to go with Jones. I mean, I don't know, but – I'll tell you what, I'd rather it be a nice sunny day.
Well, we'll check the weather on that too. How about your MVP?
Wouldn't you, with Brady, you'd much rather have a nice sunny day out there.
Of course. I mean, he can play in terrible weather, but just for the matchup itself, you'd just rather, especially if you're laying the eight, you'd rather the weather be good. How about your Ravens? Ravens at your MVP. Man, your MVP in the NFL.
Yeah, that's bullshit too, by the way. Let's just cut that to the chase. Hey, if you don't think that Derrick Henry's the most valuable player this year, you're a fool, because I'll tell you right now why, and then you can go on to your rambling nonsense, okay? Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, those four guys, all those guys, you put them in a bowl, you blend them up, they all come out just outstanding, right? They're all great. To sit there and try to BS me and tell me, when none of those guys led the league in passing, by the way, Deshaun Watson did, that they are one of them, that any one of them is somehow superior to the rest substantially, is a joke. Derrick Henry is by far the best running back, and it's not even close. The man had 2,000 yards in a league where you just don't even think a guy's going to have 1,500 anymore. You understand how far the gap was between him and the third guy? It'd be like, and I put it best to you, and I'll leave it at this. If Aaron Rodgers, who you think is by far and away the MVP, right? If he had 8,000, okay, well, if you think he's the MVP. If he had 1,000 passing yards,
but yeah.
Then I would understand what people are saying about him being MVP, because that's pretty much what Derrick Henry did. If you take the third most passing yards in the league this year, I mean, that's really what Henry did when he doubled it. He doubled the third guy. It's incredible.
I think that the most incredible thing about what he did was he needed 221 yards or something to get to 2,000, and he got it. And I think that's in a game that, by the way, was for the division. What's for the division? So,
yeah, but he's not the MVP. Well, I mean, what more can you do?
But here's what you got to think about with when you say MVP. Where would the? I mean, I guess it's both ways. Where would both teams be without both guys? I think it could have been almost a co-MVP this year because what he did was crazy good.
But what more can a running back do? I mean, I get it. What year can a running back? He had over 20 total touchdowns. He had 2,000 yards. The third best guy had 1,169 yards.
That's crazy.
The man won the game for his team with the division on the line after carrying them the entire year. I mean, it's incredible because it's just so rare. I mean, let's be honest.
No,
over the past decade, it's happening all the time with these quarterbacks. It's all the time now, 45 touchdowns, 50 touchdowns.
Well, that's why I was glad. I was glad they gave to a receiver, Devontae Smith, when they could have given it to a quarterback. It's kind of the same thing. We're like, I really think didn't Rodgers win the MVP last year to Mahomes?
No, Mahomes, I think whoever won it last year, I know this. Rodgers got it in 2014 when Romo should have. And it's all bullshit. It's just so sad how these trophies are awarded because – I just feel like a lot more people who play the game and watch it in the NFL know that Henry was the most valuable player. Because I said it before, if you take Mahomes and you put him on Green Bay, they're going to be in the playoffs, probably at the same spot. There's no debating that. If you take Rodgers and put him in Kansas City, it's the same. If you take Dalvin Cook and put him in the Titans, it's not happening, Captain. It's not happening because Dalvin Cook will be on the sideline multiple games that you need to win. So it's just not even close.
When you put it out like that, I tend to agree that,
more valuable,
right? More valuable from the standpoint of, like you said, you could intertwine, you could change up four or five different quarterbacks. You really could,
They'd end up at the same spot today. Remember, they might not win the Super Bowl, but but that's not how they judge the MVP. It's a regular season,
correct?
So.
They'd end up at the same spot regular season-wise. Right. Like you said, when you pull Henry, and if you put Henry on another team, say that was pretty good, he would elevate them beyond what any other running back would do or even close. So
yeah, Dalvin Cook didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
He's the only one that had over 1,100. Over 1,100.
Yeah, so he doubled 1,200. He basically almost
doubled the third guy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and he did double the fifth guy. So it's a sham mockery what's happening. I mean, because a running back will never win it again. Talked about on ESPN. It's not talked about on other sports shows. But let me ask you, how can a running back ever win it again?
I think if you're not going to give it when a guy – because first of all, how many times do people get 2,000 yards? It just doesn't happen all
the time. Doesn't happen.
So,
and your team's winning. OJ did it with a terrible team.
That's what I'm saying. So
Dickerson was a terrible team too. They were just feeding him the ball, remember?
When you got a guy who gets 2,000 yards and he can't win it, and you take your team, because without him, obviously there's a 0% chance they win
it. And win the division.
Right.
With 200 and something yards.
Right. So I agree. Week 17, what are your thoughts on that game? Ravens.
Same as last year. You're gonna hope that Calais – well, listen. It's just I love the fact that it played out how it should. Beginning of the year, I thought Baltimore would be the best team because of the additions they made specifically to stop Tennessee. But, you know, we can talk about it until we're blue in the face. They're missing Earl Thomas. If they had any type of balls, they would have called Earl Thomas back in midseason and gave him some rules and gave him a strict ultimatum type thing. But they'd have signed him back because they are not the same team without him. But the hope for Baltimore is that Calais Campbell and these guys they added up the middle, Patrick Queen, the linebacker, all these guys are going to be able to stop Henry. And if they can't, there's a real possibility they lose again because their defense, to me, is better than last year. I think their defense is actually at times much better. Baltimore's defense been more consistent as of late. Tannehill's underrated. Lamar can still be the best player at times in the world when he's really hot. I just, and he has been hot the past few weeks. So, for me,
down to 3 from 3.5 total, 55, very high. Check. How about the fact that
having 6 games, there's just no reason to bet it.
I think Tannehill's now had 26 starts at Tennessee or something like that.
I could see an under. I'll say that.
Tannehill's had 26 starts at Tennessee. 21 of them have gone over the total regular season.
As I'm saying that, I could, but I'm just saying I could kind of see both teams kind of grinding it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's a high total for these teams that like to run the ball. So that's, I tend to, if I would probably take Tennessee plus 3.5 in this spot, but I got to just see how I feel on this one. I don't love that game. I mean, I love to watch the game, but I don't love from a betting
right
perspective. How about
Bears? No, I think I'll be honest. I think it's the worst one.
Bears Saints. What are your thoughts?
Oh, my thoughts are the Saints. The Bears.
Clock them and you lay the and you say
no
by 10.
No, give me the Bears. No, Bears defense too good. No, give me the Bears defense on the fast track. I like the Bears defense on the fast track.
So you like,
I think the fast track's better for the Bears defense, to be honest with you. I like the Bears.
And a half.
Yep. So I'd rather have it at 10. No, I'd rather have it at 10.
It is 10. You like the 10 and then the total's 47.
I like the over.
Do you? You know, I have shit with the Bears, man. I've been giving out the Bears.
The Bears have been scoring. I mean, remember, I'm allowed to lose by 7. I'm allowed to lose by 9. I'm allowed to lose. I mean, it doesn't mean I think the Bears are going to pull an upset. It just means when the Bears are down 17 late, you know, you're scoring a touchdown for a
30 to 14 late.
Yeah.
28 to 14 late.
You're in there.
You roll in for a touchdown. You cover over.
And the game was never really that close.
I tend to think, like I said, the Bears, since Trubisky's been back, I think they've played over. I've given their over at least 3 or 4 weeks part of my Sunday package. It's one. Yep. We haven't lost one yet. We just cashed
it. Well, we've seen it last year. Look, you can get the breeze. Let's just be honest. And if you
think he's going down,
let me tell you something, fellas. Alvin Kamara is not having 6 touchdowns. That Bears defense, we said it all year earlier than the year. It's a damn shame the Bears defense is wasted, didn't we? We always say it seems like, but this year for real, that defense, they can make plays when you need them to, man. And if Trubisky just stops the turnovers and they use his legs like they should, you know, I think there's something there where they could lose outright.
In the game last week, which was a huge game, and you got Green Bay's best effort, yeah, the score was 35-16. The Bears were inside the red zone 5 times and scored. They had 2 field goals inside the red zone 5 times,
yep,
including the end, 5 times, 2 field goals only out of 5 times, and a few of those times were inside the 10. So,
well, both these late Sunday games, I like the away teams on a teaser. I like the chance for both away teams straight up. I like the spread straight up on both of them. I just like the Browns and the Bears. I think the Browns, if Ward is coming back healthy at corner, if they can get their defense together, if Harrison can be there at safety, and they have their true starting defense for Chicago and Cleveland, both those defenses will show up. And I think both of those statue relic quarterbacks for Pittsburgh and New Orleans could come crumbling down.
What about this virus?
That could be the headline Monday morning.
What about the virus issue in the Steelers game? There's a virus issue.
Listen. I don't want to play virus doctor. I've done it all year. It's drove me crazy. I'm going to see the shrink about it like you. I can't do virus doctor. I'm just telling you, if they put the players that I see on the roster that I can't keep track of who the hell is playing, I think Cleveland can take care of Pittsburgh outright.
Now, I would have to say in that game, I'm going to have to get some more data. Like the coach is definitely out for Cleveland. And let me just say this. For those that say, oh, that doesn't matter, just ask Clemson how well they did on offense because their offensive coordinator was out, the Tony kid. And that worthless court clown they put in there, he was clueless. No hurry up, couldn't get anything going. Awful. It matters. So having your head coach out, I just think it matters a little bit, but we got to see who else is that. I think
the Browns have a ton of injuries, so it's hard for me to know. I don't know.
I would probably tend to, until the Browns prove you wrong. Now, 6 yeah. Six is not a great number. It's just not. It's a tease number.
It's just hard for me to mess with it. So I know probably
exactly because you know what
I mean. Denzel Ward isn't their top corner. He's their first, second, third best corner. He's by far their only true lockdown corner at all.
Well, and here's the thing with early in the season, or a few weeks back, they went into Pittsburgh, and it was a meaningful game at that time too. And they just, I mean, it started off right off the jump where Baker, you know, they were at Pittsburgh, Baker pick six right out of the chute, and Cleveland just got, couldn't run the ball. Cleveland literally got run out of the game. And I know you can't say, oh, that it does. I mean, even last week, a game Cleveland had to win with Rudolph, that was a game. That was a game for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, for a while.
So I don't know if I do that game. I don't even know if I'm going to give that game, but if I do, I'm probably it might be in some type of team.
When you're rolling out Tavier Thomas, Robert Jackson, Terrence. Now I do like Terrence Mitchell at left corner, but you know it's a big difference whether or not you got your stud playing at corner or not. Which I don't. It doesn't look like he is, man. That's a huge thing, but. Either way, I like underdogs that have great offensive lines, and I believe that Cleveland and the Colts have great offensive lines.
So, all right, hey.
Let's get into these picks because I'm coming out to shoot with a five-star.
All right, so five. So because we're going to keep track now. We're going
to you better keep track, baby.
Not only are we going to keep track, but this is going to get posted on Twitter tomorrow. I'm not going to do it tonight. I got to go watch my show.
I said what I said.
By the way, Your Honor, Your Honor. It's a.
We're about to watch This Is Us, but I'm going to tell you this to all of us.
This Is Us.
Tampa Bay minus. Hey, they got a football atmosphere to This Is Us. You better chill now. Tampa Bay is like you said, going to go in and win by 10. I'm laying the 8.5 or 9, whatever it ends up being with Tampa.
5 units.
That's 5 units out the chute.
Okay.
Be-ya!
Love it.
I have to.
What else? You got two others, and then I'll give mine.
No. You go. No, we're going back and forth.
Oh, back and forth. I'm gonna do. Yep. I'm gonna go 5 units on.
Look at this. No control. Look at this. No. First,
you know what? I don't do that. I don't love it that much.
Sums us up. We come out the shoot. We're trying to do the units to really, you know, notch it back a little.
Notch it back. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do 3 units on over 51 in the Buffalo game.
Okay. I like that. All right. I'll do the standard, just the 1 unit on the Chicago. Can I get them at, well, see, that don't really help me as much. Can I get them at 10 though?
Yeah, you got them at 10. It's what it is. 10.
I'll take the Chicago plus. Now see, how are we doing the pushes? Just don't count as anything, right?
Right. Doesn't count.
Okay.
So you got Chicago for a unit, and then I'm going to go with my second play. I'm going to take Tampa Bay as well. I'm gonna do a 2-team teaser with.
Tampa. I love it.
I'm gonna do a 2-team teaser with Tampa Bay, and then I'm gonna take the Tennessee Titans plus 9.5 at home.
Oh, I like
it. I'm gonna do that for 3 units as well.
All right, I like that.
Yeah,
I will take a 3-unit banger on the Crimson Tide to cover.
All right, you're gonna take Alabama, and then I'm gonna go 1 unit. On Ohio State plus the 9. I'm going opposite of you in the Natty. I just think Ohio State, Bama just hasn't blown Ohio. I mean, when they've played him, Ohio State.
Oh, I love it. You don't listen. I don't need to hear it from you. We're going to watch, and I can't wait to come back on Tuesday and club you when it's 52-17 or whatever.
I don't believe it will be.
No, I'm
thinking that the Ohio State team, like I said, this is why I'm giving the play. I'm thinking the Ohio State team that I watched in the middle of the third quarter and fourth quarter against Northwestern and the whole game of Clemson is going to show up on Monday night, the 11th. And if that exact team shows up, there's a 0% chance that Bama's beating them 52-7. Now, could they score late and cover? I guess, but I'll take my chances with the 9 because that back door is going to be wide open if Ohio State comes to play. This Bama defense is not even close to as good as people think, and Mac Jones can't move. And if you get pressure on him up the middle, like Notre Dame did a few times when they blitzed him and you saw him, they got to him. He was flustered. He was flustered a few times.
You better, yeah, okay. All right. You and your shrinker, you both need to go see a separate shrink because both of you are wrong.
I can go to my shrink after.
No, you need to go see a Crimson Tide one. That's the problem. Brainwashed.
Come on, man. All right, so quick recap.
Have fun this week, boys.
You've got 5 units on Tampa. You've got 1 unit on the Bears. And you've got how many units on Bama?
3.
3. I've got 3 units on the over 51 in the Buffalo game. I got 3 units on a 2-team tease, Titans 9.5 and Tampa minus, we'll call it 2.5. And I've got 1 unit on Ohio State plus, I believe it's not 9, it's 8. Ohio State plus 8. And that's it. We'll be back next week. Anything else?
No, it's a good show.
Peace.
Now everybody pay a fee. Even Trump got to take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like, yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.